Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Ahalais Perek Yud Zayin. Mishnah Hey. Kever B'Soicha. In this field, we know there's a kever. We don't know where it is. So it's a Beis HaPras. Anyone walking over here has to assume maybe he was an oil over the mess. We don't know where the kever is, and we know that there's a kever here. Now, to make things more complicated, he decided, Ibona Babayas, he built a house over here, not only a first floor, but the Aliyah al-Gaba, a second floor on top of it. So now I have to worry that the house and the Aliyah are built over the kever that was lost. The Mishnah tells us an interesting halacha. If I step back and I look at this house, so there's a doorway to get into the front, let's say, and on the second floor there's also a doorway. How do you get up to that doorway? I don't know. There's a ladder, steps, porch, whatever it is. Im ha'isa pischa shel aliyah mechuvin keneged pischa shel bayis. If the two doorways are one on top of the other, I look up and see a doorway, I look straight down, I see the doorway for the first floor. Then the din is aliyah tahir, the aliyah is tar. Why? Let's say the kever is underneath the bayis. So the ceiling of the bayis means the first floor, is an oil over the kever, and it acts to cut off the tumah. It shouldn't go to the second floor. Let's say the tumah is pinked underneath the pesach of the house. Again, house, when we say house, we mean the first floor. So the mashkoif, like the top of the door frame of the pesach habayis on the first floor, that serves as the oil over the kever and effectively blocks the tumah from coming up. But the imlav, if the two doorways are not aligned, if when I look up to the second floor and down to the first floor, I don't see the doors in the same line, aliyah tameya. The upstairs is also tummy. Why? Because I'm worried maybe the kever is underneath the wall of the house in a straight line with the opening of the second floor. So here, the top of the door frame, the mashkaif of the doorway on the second floor, will act as an oil over the tumah and bring the tumah through the doorway into the second floor. Now we go on to discuss something else. We have afer beis hapras, the soil from a beis hapras. We have afer chutz laretz, or afer that comes from chutz laretz, which chazal were also geizer a tumah on. It's the same type of tumah, it's tumah midrabanan. Both tumas eretz ha'amin, as well as tumas beis hapras, are metame b'maga by touching it and by carrying it without touching. Now, this came in vegetables. Shaba biyarak. Somebody took a bundle of vegetables, a gruna beis hapras, or somebody was coming from outside Eretz Yisrael to visit his uncle in Eretz Yisrael or someone else, and he says, here, I brought you a gift. And that person looks and he goes, ay, 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 ay. The roots of the vegetables have soil on it, the soil that they grew in. Zogt de la Mishnah mitzdarfin. So the earth on the different vegetables combine to add up to the size of kechaisim. Chaisim is a seal. Hamartzufim, martzufim means a sack that was used for shipping. Okay, let me just understand this. So there's a bunch of different klochim, like the bottom part of the vegetable. Each one doesn't have enough earth. But if you combine it together in this bundle, you have how much? Enough to make a seal for the martzufim sack. But Tanur explains this is a large leather sack. They used to transport things from one place to another in it. And they had clay seals. That's how they shot it. So you need like a clump of earth, a clump of clay, to be able to seal the sack on top. Well, that clump, that's the shear here. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, as I held Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas the Chachamim say, Ad shiyah b'makim echad k'chaisim hamartzufin. In other words, you're telling me you have a little bit here, a little bit there. If you combine it, you have enough for a seal for this sack. The Chachamim say, it's not going to be tummy unless in one spot over here, you have enough dirt that's equal to the chaisim, the seal on the shipping sack. Can't combine earth from different places. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, and I said there was a story. Letters came from the other side of the Yam. And it came mamish to the sons of the Kehanim Gedal. V'hoye behem kisa'ah, the measurement of asa'ah, or kisa'ayim, asa'ah, even tusa'ah, chaysamais, of seals. In other words, if you added up all these seals, I guess a lot of people wrote letters to the children of the Kahanim Gedolim. Perhaps they wanted these children to go into their father and ask for a bracha. Whatever the case was, these seals were made out of the clay. It's made out of the earth. And it's coming from Chutz La'aretz. But still, v'leichashu lem chachamim mishim tumah. Chazal weren't chashish that they're tameh. Why? These are Kahanim. They have to be extra careful. And the answer is because it has to be in one place. No single seal has enough, has the shear of the seal for the traveling sacks. If you added up all of them, it would add up to a tremendous amount, a saw, even two saw, doesn't make a difference. They're not in one place. So this is a raya to the words of the Chachamim, who argue in Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that it has to be in one place. It can't be a little bit here, a little bit there. So chazing over a Mishnah, we have a field that a kever was lost in this field. Basically, its offer is tamei magamasa. And in regard to the entire field, if you lean over it, you can become tamei because we don't know where the kever is. We put an oil up on this field, the entire oil would become tamei. How do you know he didn't put it up on the kever? So, suppose he built more than oil. Suppose he built a house, and even a house with two floors, a bayis and an aliyah. If the two doorways on top and the bottom are aligned, the upstairs is tar. Because even if the kever happened to be underneath the doorway at the bottom, the mashka, the top part of the doorway on floor number one, would act as an oil to block the tumah. If they're not aligned, let's see, one was to the right, one was to the left, then even the aliyah is tummy. Why? Because here's the concern. Because if the doorway on the second floor happens to be right over where the tumah is at the bottom, that tumah goes straight up. Goes straight up, hits the mashkoif of the second floor. That acts as an oil to spread the tumah into the house. Then we said like this. If we have the offer Eretz Ha'amim and offer Beis HaPras, either one. They're metama b'mago b'masa. And the shear is how much you would need to seal a traveler's sack. A special leather sack the travelers had when they went from place to place to put things inside. Now, what happens if someone comes along with a bundle of vegetables and I see at the bottom of the stalks of the vegetables, earth is stuck over there? So Rabbi Eliezer is machmir. Rabbi Eliezer says you combine the earth from this vegetable, from that vegetable, and if together you have the shear of kechaisim hamratzufin, then you have this tumah. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say no, it would have to be in one place. You don't combine it. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll prove it to you because many letters came in Medina Sayyam to the children of the Kahanim Gedolim, and they would seal it with this clay, which is the earth. And if you would add up all those seals from all those letters, you would have a huge amount, a saw, even two saw. And yet, nobody was concerned that the Kahanim are becoming tameh through this. Why? Because you did not have enough tumah in one place.